USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another government shutdown risk has been addressed. The Senate approving a stopgap funding bill that will prevent a federal government shutdown at least through mid-February as senators voted 69-28 to push through that measure, which had been passed by the U.S. House earlier in the day on Thursday. Lawmakers had been facing that deadline of Friday midnight before a government shutdown would have been triggered. Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set where he pulled the trigger.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide, you know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A standoff with police in Lower Manhattan leads to a man eventually surrendering, but not before he put a shotgun up to his neck while outside the United Nations, demanding that a bunch of paperwork he had with him be delivered inside to United Nations officials. A New York police negotiator worked things out, and the man laid down his weapon once the negotiators agreed to deliver the paperwork, but as for what it was...
They didn't have any specific meaning that was related to anything related to terrorism. They were medical papers and some other documents.
And the New York First Deputy Police Commissioner Benjamin Tucker there says they did end up taking the man into custody and they took him to a hospital for mental evaluation. President Biden speaking yesterday at the National Institutes of Health, saying the administration has a plan on fighting COVID-19 over the winter months.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
We're talking a lot about inflation these days. How do Americans feel about it? Well, with one gauge, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year, saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good.
He's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country.
And for the first time ever, Disney World in Orlando is apparently spreading holiday cheer by including Black Santas as part of their festivities at the resorts for the first time ever that's known of. The company hasn't put out an official statement about it, but patrons have taken to social media noting it. That began actually several weeks ago, and most of the comments have been celebrating it. One person tweeting, "Thank you for the representation." And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.